Do you have something you want to improve about yourself? Maybe it's something petty or embarrassing. That's where Personal Best comes in. Personal Best from CBC Podcast is a self-improvement show for people who don't like self-improvement. Vulture calls it a delightfully dorky romp through a world of hidden wants and quiet dreams. And Time Magazine says it's one of the funniest podcasts to hit our earbuds in years. Did they really say that? That is really nice of them. Find Personal Best on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
This podcast is an extended version of The Debaters, which may contain more mature themes. To stream the radio-friendly version of this episode, download the CBC Listen app or go to cbc.ca/thedebaters. And thanks for listening to the CBC.
Hey, Canada! It's time for a real spectator sport. From the home of the Spectator newspaper in Hamilton, Ontario, it's The Debaters! The Debaters, where comedians fight with facts and funny, and this audience picks the winner. Now here's a man who's easy to read, Steve Patterson.
Hello, Canada. Thanks, Graham. Welcome back to The Debaters, everybody. We are very happy to be here in Hamilton, Ontario. Hamilton. A city that has a lot of culinary flair. In fact, it's home to the famed Roma Pizza. Yeah. A pizzeria that has been around for 71 years, which, if I'm not mistaken, is longer than the original Roman Empire was. What makes Roma Pizza's slab pizza unique is that it does not contain any cheese. Curious. So clearly, it's a favorite with vegans and people who don't like cheese on pizza. And like Rome, Roma Pizza better be on guard because you never know when Little Caesar will show up. Now it's time to meet two debaters who always deliver in under 30 minutes. This is going to be a good one. This comic thinks the makers of the best board game list are utterly clueless. It's Toronto's Kate Davis. Kate Davis, the funny mummy herself. Always a pleasure to have her taking the place behind the podium to my left.
Hi.
And when this comic travels abroad as a proud Canadian, he always brings his A game. Hey, it's Toronto's Sean Cullen, everybody. Sean Cullen. Our friend.
Thank you. Thanks,
Sean Cullen.
Oh, is this on? I'm on.
Your topic is one that would be a crime to miss. Law and Order. Is it the greatest TV show of all time? Interesting fact. Some of you may not know that in 2024, they launched Law and Order Toronto. Personally, I think it's only fair that if they get Law and Order Toronto, you guys should get CSI Hamilton. Yeah. Right? It's only fair. And I don't have a lot of range as an actor, but I believe I could play the David Caruso-style detective who investigates actual crimes in your fair city, like the recent illegal mushroom dispensaries that were busted. I would show up at the crime scene and say, looks like this drug kingpin was a real fun guy. Now, it's time for a debate.
That was great.
Wasn't that? Now it's time for a debate that will lay down the law. So, whereas the show and spin-offs have spanned decades, offering iconic characters, crimes, and cases, be it resolved that Law and Order is the greatest show of all time. Kate, you are arguing for this, please. You have 2 minutes. Starting now, Kate Davis.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Hamilton. Law and Order is in its 25th season, with 7 series spin-offs, which equals 1,386 episodes or 65 seasons of television. I don't think Sean can win this debate, unless he's a Guiding Light soap opera fan. I mean, what other show can create drama, tension and be instantly recognized from two short sounds. As humans, we love drama, and this show is inspired by real-life events of crime and justice, and in the famous words of Sam Waterston's character, Jack McCoy, "The last time I checked, stupid isn't a defense for murder, Sean." Not only does Law & Order take a deep dive into the psychology of its characters, but also uses the show as a platform for social commentary, like Ice-T's famous quote, "Lab found traces of cocaine and sourdough. They call it sweet chowder." I didn't know that, but now I know what to order when I'm in Brantford. Look, these are their stories, Sean, and it is the greatest show of all time because it has lasted longer than time. Like, an entire generation of humans have been inspired to become detectives and lawyers and criminals. But most importantly for me, it shows strong women like Captain Olivia Benson. Yeah. Part of the most popular Law & Order spin-off Special Victims Unit. For two decades, she's been arresting criminals and saying it like it is. Considering I've been up for 24 hours, I'm not gonna lie, I feel like a stale sandwich of a human being. More like sweet chowder. Thank you, Steve.
Kate Davis, bringing up some pretty valid points. On behalf of Law & Order, saying it's the greatest show of all time. Now, here with his off-the-cuffs remarks about how unremarkable Law & Order is, it's our own remarkable Sean Cullen.
When I was a child, I mentioned to my father that I liked Campbell's bean with bacon soup. And for the next 10 years, my father bought exclusively bean with bacon soup whenever he went to the grocery store. And I ate it. I ate it, and I ate it, and I ate it until wherever I went, people would say, "What is that smell?" "What's that smell?" they would say. And I would say, "It's me." Because I was forced to release a consistent, minute stream of gas to release enough pressure so that I could function on a day-to-day basis. It was crippling. Understand me, bean with bacon is a fine soup. Beans, broth, a piece of flabby bacon. It's exquisite culinary delight. Occasionally, habitually consumed daily, it becomes a danger to all you love. And it's also very, very boring. Law & Order is the bean with bacon soup of television. A can every so often is nice, but don't put a funnel in my mouth and turn on the soup hose. They've tried to shake it up with slightly different situations. Law & Order, SVU. Law & Order, Criminal Intent. Law & Order UK. Law & Order Transit Squad. Law & Order Walmart. Law & Order, Fashion Police. Law & Order, Equestrian Crime. They have one great idea, but instead of relishing it and finding a new idea, they give us the same idea over and over again. Can nobody think of anything new? The only good thing about Law and Order is that at the end, I always get a little laugh when the producer's name comes up in the credits.
Dick Wolf.
That's all.
Sean Cullen, ladies and gentlemen. It is time now for the bare knuckle round. We're debating whether Law and Order is the greatest TV show of all time. So while you'll have the right to remain silent, your arresting argument should be spoken in reduced sentences. The winner will be free to walk, while the loser will head backstage for counseling in our own special victims unit. This section is now in session now.
Thank you. Look, you can't say all the episodes are the same. They're not, because us people, human beings, are messed up, and it is all based on true crimes.
May I just say one thing?
Is it bean and bacon soup?
No. Listen, there's so many weird things about Law and Order. SVU. It's annoying because you keep saying SVU, but you mean to say SUV. That's what you want to say. Law and Order, SUV. You want to see a minivan crime.
You would rather us listen to Shakespeare or a musical. That's your jam. So just go watch that and leave Law and Order to the rest of the millions and millions and millions of people who want to watch it.
Uh-oh, there's a crime. And it's going to be a really long crime. And we'll talk about it until we figure it out and we're in court.
Okay. All right, that's the bare knuckle round, everybody. It's time now for the firing line. In my hand, I have a list of questions on Law and Order, brought to you by Lawn and Order. Lawn and Order, we'll handle the seedy undersides of your turf wars. That's actually not bad. Someone should start that business. What version of Law and Order was the first to be canceled due to low ratings? Kate?
Law and Order Saskatoon. Just tumbleweeds rolling in the wind.
Sean?
Law and Order, drive-through.
Good try, debaters. The actual answer is Law and Order Trial by Jury. We also would have accepted Law and Order Grimsby, Ontario. Collider.com's list of the 10 longest-running crime shows in TV history has the Law and Order franchise at numbers 1 and 2. What's number 3? Sean Cullen?
The CCTV footage at Jackson Square.
That is a nice local reference, and listen to Hamilton support their own crime. The actual answer is Gunsmoke. It ran 20 seasons from 1955 to 1975. I know none of you remember the question. U.S. President Joe Biden made an appearance on Law & Order SVU playing what role? Kate.
The man who lost his pants.
I can see that. Where'd they go?
A weird sidekick for Ice-T that dressed as a parrot and followed him around saying, "Hey, sweet chowder. Sweet chowder." Ah!
4 points. The actual answer, U.S. President Joe Biden made an appearance on Law & Order playing Vice President Joe Biden. That is his acting range. Singer Taylor Swift is such a big Law & Order SVU fan, she did what? John?
Committed murder. Just to be investigated.
Kate?
She She is such a Law & Order fan, she named her cat Olivia. Yes, yes, she did. Woo!
That is a true answer. That is one official point. We get so few official points on this show. I want to acknowledge that one. She did name her cat Olivia. And that's the firing line, everybody. It is almost time for our audience vote. But first, here to tell us why, after struggling through an entire evening of endless Law & Order episodes, he needs himself a tall, cool iced tea. Let's hear again from Sean Cullen.
Yes, Law & Order. I went through a long period where I thought it was a great show. But after a while, I realized there was something incredibly predictable about it. The more you watch the show, the more you see the formula. There's always this scene. I didn't like the theater. It wasn't good. You couldn't see the actors. You just don't know anything about... Oh, my God! It's a body! Scene one. The next one that always occurs is the police are just trying to interview people in New York, knock on someone's door. The guy opens the door and he's stirring a pot. We just had a murderer next door and we wonder if you heard anything last night. Yeah, I got a pot. I'm stirring it. I'm busy. Don't have time to talk to authorities about murder. Slam. And then, the end, they go to the DA and they say, we have 10 eyewitnesses, sir. You have a DNA match to the defendant. Selfie taken by the murderer as he's stabbing the victim. And actually, the murderer's out in the lobby waiting right now to tell you he did it. And every time, the DA says, keep digging.
Sean Cullen with a very accurate recap and reasoning why we don't need more Law & Order. Now, here to tell us why immersing herself in the world of this fabled franchise brings Law & Order to her world, let's hear again from Kate Davis.
Thank you, Steve. Look, so many stars have gotten their start on Law & Order. Viola Davis, Bradley Cooper, Felicity Huffman, who also got to act in her own College Scandal episode. Sean's just bitter because he is the only actor who hasn't been on the iconic show. In fact, I was just on an episode of Law & Order Toronto where I played a legal aid lawyer named Amy. Oh yeah, I had two lines. I'm a superstar. Yeah, detectives, I'd like to speak to my client, and I'll be the judge of that. The verdict's in, Sean. Law & Order truly is the greatest show on earth. Thank
Kate
you, Steve.
Davis. Kate Davis, on behalf of the Law & Order franchise, Sean Cullen against. Now let's see how the audience here in Hamilton has decided. How many of you thought that Kate was a great parole model for Law & Order, Kate Davis? All right. Some nice love for Kate. And who supported Sean, who thinks Law & Order has been out of order for a long time now? Sean Cullen. Oh. I gotta give this one to Sean Cullen. That's enough of the Law & Order. But we always want more Sean Cullen and Kate Davis, everybody!
You're listening to The Debaters on CBC Radio 1. Want to be a part of the debating action? For upcoming tour dates, visit cbc.ca/thedebaters.
Hello, I'm Jess Milton. For 15 years, I produced The Vinyl Cafe with the late, great Stuart MacLean. Every week, more than 2 million people tuned in to hear funny, fictional, feel-good stories about Dave and his family. We're excited to welcome you back to the warm and welcoming world of The Vinyl Cafe with our new podcast, Backstage at The Vinyl Cafe. Each week, we'll share two hilarious stories by Stuart, and for the first time ever, I'll tell you what it was like behind the scenes. Subscribe for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Hamilton, are you ready to meet your next pair of debaters? That is a yes. This comic has written a book about the physical hardships of mountaineering called Climb and Punishment. It's Montreal's Hunter Collins. Come on out, Hunter. Hunter. Hunter looking ready as usual.
Great to be here in the safe, clean city of Hamilton, Ontario.
Ingratiating himself to the crowd already. And this comedian bought some pistol-shaped Zippo lighters and came out guns blazing. It's Toronto's Marito Lopez. Marito Lopez welcoming him back. Nice to have you back, Marito. Marito showing he's been doing some twerk since we last saw him. Your topic is one that we think will have people talking. Learning a new language. Is it easier to do in these modern times? I don't speak a lot of Italian, but I can get by. The word ciao means hello and goodbye, which is confusing. Even more confusing is the word prego. It means you're welcome, plus you're with child. Plus, here's some passable pasta sauce. It's time now for a debate that will speak your language. So, whereas technology today offers a wide range of tools, communication with other learners, and fun games to help with practice, be it resolved, it's never been easier to learn a new language. Hunter, you're arguing for this, please. You have 2 minutes starting now. Hunter Collins.
We are blessed to live in a hyper-international country. Open your ears. The music of multiculturalism is everywhere. Ain't a day that goes by where I don't get called waste man or stinky mano. Literally everybody I cut off in traffic or merely pass gas next to is kind enough to teach me their language. Oh! It used to be easier to learn a new language. There was no Duolingo growing up. Our language app in the 80s, flipping the old cereal box around. And that didn't do zilch for teaching you how to pronounce the French word for cornflakes. I'm looking at you, anyone who still says flockens de mayus. Cultured friends won't hesitate to help you pronounce certain Vietnamese words. Be like, want to go for pho? They're always like, it's pho. It's not pho, it's pho. Say pho, it's pho. It's not pho, it's pho. It's pho, actually, it's pho. To which I always say, maybe you should go pho yourself. We're so exposed to foreign media, unless you got corn cobs in your ears, you can't help but absorb new languages. I was listening to the radio in December, Steve. I picked this up. Melikinikinaka. That's Merry Christmas in Hawaii taco. I basically speak Hawaiian now. Audiobooks, online courses, language learning opportunities are ubiquitous. Oh, and Marito, that means, like all over the place, man.
Wow.
Even in this here can of soda is an opportunity to learn a new language. See, I speak Hamiltonian now. Gracias, Esteban.
Hunter Collins, making friends wherever he goes. And it's time now to hear from Marito Lopez to tell us why learning a new language is an entirely foreign concept to him. It's Marito Lopez. Yeah.
It's never been harder to learn a new language. It's because there's too many tools nowadays that nobody can focus on actually learning. We have people learning French
Mandarin, Italian, Portuguese, all at the same time. People just learn the surface. What people have done to Spanish is a hate crime. I've experienced racism growing up in Alberta. I've been told to go back to Puerto Rico, and I ain't even Puerto Rican. But there's nothing worse than when white people show me what they learned on Duolingo. And typing how do you say hello in Spanish in Google is not learning. That's cheating. Maybe if you invited more ethnic friends to your cottage. You can learn a thing or two. I already hate small talk in English, brother. Now you have an app to use my own mother language against me. No me gusta. Duolingo makes Spanish sound like amateur hour, right? Like ultra cerveza, por favor. ¿A dónde está el baño? You're not speaking Spanish, you're speaking tourist. I'm not impressed if you learned a language on an app. I learned the old-fashioned way. Trauma. Getting yelled at by teachers until I could cry in English. And you want to know what is impressive, Hamilton? English is my second language. And I can speak it fluently. I'm speaking English right now. No pauses, no stutters, no Duolingo. I'm the Michael Jordan of English. Semicolon. In that case, comma. Don't waste my time with your amateur Spanish, comma. Stupido el gringo. Period.
Marito Lopez, everybody. Marito Lopez, in no uncertain terms, is against learning new languages, especially from Duolingo. So there goes that advertising opportunity for us. It is time now for the bare knuckle round. We're debating whether it's never been easier to learn a new language. So go hard right out of the conjugate. There it is. There it is. If you make your argument all shiny and grammarous, you'll send your opponent back to the Rosetta Stone Age. So don't do a linger. Let's get to this maintenant.
Monsieur Patterson, mercy buckets. Marito, arriba la raza. Clearly I'm a polyglot. That means I got a lot of glots. I'm self-taught. I speak English, French, Spanish, German. To top it off, I'm so Ukrainian, I cabbage roll my R's. So take it from me. Use that Duolingo to teach yourself a new language. You could use Duolingo to learn a useful language like Mandarin or a dying one like French. Go for it.
When Hunter talks Spanish, it's like getting a pierogi when you ordered a taco. Send it back. Of course Hunter knows many languages. If you throw a uniform on him, he looks like he's colonized more countries than the board game Risk.
You brought up tacos, Marito. It's interesting. You know, every menu is a potential language lesson. Gelato, that means frozen in Italian. Kaiten sushi, that's revolving sushi in Japanese. Paella, that's Spanish for burnt rice, and you gotta take the tails off your own shrimp still. Steve, permission for an aside.
Yeah, well, you've been sticking pretty tight to it, so yes.
Can restaurants take the damn tails off our shrimps already? I'm sick of rooting through a hot bowl of Tom Yum soup, getting third-degree burns on my fingers like a deranged raccoon, finishing to prepare the... If you went to a steakhouse, you would snap if they brought you a steak with a hoof attached to the thing.
Okay, all right. All right. That's the bare knuckle round. It is time now for the firing line. In my hand, I have a list of questions on learning languages brought to you by one of the forgotten languages, Pig Latin. Pig Latin, a great linguistic tool, or my name isn't Eveste Addison Pay. Oh, not a lot of Pig Latin speakers. According to Dexway.com's 5 advantages of language learning apps, the top advantage is that you can adjust the pace and content. The second is that you can choose what? Hunter?
You can choose how quickly you want your bad accent to make the person you're talking to switch to English.
That's a pretty good answer. I like that. Point, Marito?
You can talk behind your white friends' backs.
Nervous laughter started there. The second advantage is that you can choose where and when to learn. According to the online newspaper 13stars.eu, 3 possible disadvantages of being multilingual are frequent brain confusion, feeling alienated from your roots or mother tongue, and what else? Marito Lopez.
Forgetting to invite your ethnic friends to the cottage. Somebody please invite me to a cottage this summer. I see you guys. Many of you look like you have access.
3 possible disadvantages of being multilingual are frequent brain confusion, feeling alienated from your roots or mother tongue, and your phone often doesn't understand what you're typing or texting.
Yo, phones be dumb as hell, man.
Yeah, it's true. Smartphones are not that smart. Finish this slogan for the language learning software Rosetta Stone. From second language to what? Marito.
Second deportation.
The actual answer is from second language to second nature. DuoPlanet.com's list of the 100 oddest sentences generated by Duolingo included, why is the banana wet? And my horse is not an artist, but an architect. What sentence was number 1? Marito.
You're treeing up the wrong bark, cowboy.
I like that. I like that. Hunter Collins.
Welcome to Hamilton, where everybody has all their teeth and finished high school.
Well, technically no points. The sentence that was number 1 on Duolingo that was generated was, the Loch Ness Monster is drinking whiskey. And that's the firing line, everybody. All right. It is almost time for our fantastic audience to vote. But first, here again to say that learning a language lately is lazy and lacking, let's hear again from Marito Lopez.
Leave Spanish alone. Go do something hard. How's your Mandarin? How's your Arabic? Hit me with that Russian. How do you say no in Ukrainian, Hunter? No means no in all languages. No. But in conclusion, it is harder to learn a new language, but it is even easier to culturally appropriate. Google Translate, Duolingo. That's the internet's version of a white girl with dreads. Muchas gracias, Steve.
Rita Lopez. Says no in any language to learning a new language. Now, here to tell us why he's not one to languish with just one language, let's hear again for Hamilton's best friend, Hunter Collins.
Konnichiwa, Kimosabis. Let me finito by saying that apprendre a nova lingua is más facile. Duh. Quit schwitzing and kvetching. Say adios to being a schlub and say ni hao to chutzpah, ya mensch. Paranese forlaniqua escabre topa farnuti. You know what that means? It's gibberish, where I made it up. You slack-jawed Hamilton sweat hogs would have known that if you did anything besides sneak Rev into your Slurpees at the Tie Cats game. Bottom line, if you think it's never been harder to learn a new language, it's just because you've never been dumber. Danke, Stephen.
Hunter Collins, everybody. Multilingual. Funny in all languages, forgiving in none. Hunter Collins. All right, everybody, it is up to you to decide who the winner of this one is. By applause, who followed Marito's Less Languages libretto word for word? Marito Lopez. All right. A lot of love for Marito. He's showing off the guns. He feels like he's got this one. And who supported Hunter's addiction to learning a new language? Hunter Collins. Well, the audience has spoken. The winner is Marito Lopez. One language is 20. Big hand for Marito Lopez and Hunter Collins, everybody. Well, that's all for this week. I'm Steve Patterson saying to all our multilingual listeners, thank you, merci, grazie, and also thank you in other languages. I'll argue with you again soon, Canada. Good night.
The Debaters is created by Richard Side. This week's episode was produced by Nicole Callender, Chloe Edbrook, Dean Jenkinson, and Graham Clark, with continuity by Graham Clark, Diana Francis, and Gary Jones. Technical production by James Perella and Todd Reimer. Story editing by Gary Jones. With special thanks to Katie Ellen Humphreys, David Pride, and Emily Ferrier. Executive producer of CBC Radio Comedy is Lee Pitts. And thanks to everyone at the McIntyre Performing Arts Center in Hamilton.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.